Well, once again, good morning and kalimera sas. We are into our fifth and final hour on the second day of January of our new calendar year, 2024. And we have joining us for the first time this year with our weekly update, market update, Manny Frangidakis, as well as Stamatis Sastra. Gentlemen, good morning and a very happy new year to you both. Kalimera sas.
Kalimera, happy new year, happy 2024.
We're right into it.
Kalimera. It looks like money that the new year did not start well for Apple and the tech stocks. That's I think that's the news of the day once we get out of the gate. My wish, I have to say that my wish for 2024 is to have a normal year. Not a... No 20% up, no 20% down, not too much, you know, crisis on the interest rates. Can we just have a plain old vanilla, just give it 5, 6, 7% and just, you know, steady, be happy.
I agree with you. I mean, I think that would be, something a lot of investors would like to see and have volatility, you know, pull its way out of the driver's lane. But unfortunately, I think that volatility will remain a key feature this year as it was last year. Not surprising to see the tech underperform. It's kind of what we've been looking for. The recession that was supposed to take place in 2023 never took place. Tech ended up rallying to a great degree starting off in March, you know, post-SVB and First Republic. And here we are now with the indices starting to give it back. So you have the mega cap names down 3 to 4%. You have the Russell 2000 down about 30 basis points. That is what we expect to happen this year, is that you're seeing a rotation from market leaders to market losers. And I think tech will be a part of that theme.
Okay, so we are prepared. You heard it here. No excuses. A lot of news also on the Red Sea. I found that just breaking news, one of the biggest shipping companies, they stopped shipping until further notice after new Houthi militant attacks. So that is not going to stop.
Nope. And that's one of the other key features that we have for this year is, that, you know, we've talked about it, you know, actually a majority of last year as well, that energy would be a good sector to have some involvement with. And we expect that to play out in 2024, and you know, we expect that the price of crude oil to rally substantially, gasoline to follow suit, and it will be inflationary, not just here but globally. So I think that having an allocation to your Occidental Petroleum, Chevron's, Exxon Mobil's will be a pretty big thesis, or part of the thesis for this year in terms of investment returns.
Always good to have the old fashioned oil, and all this talk about alternative energy and all that is still
I still think it's a far way out. I mean, we've talked about this. We don't expect to hit peak oil for some time, and that oil will continue to drive the global economy as it has been for, you know, the last couple of decades. But, you know, we don't see a massive move out of fossil fuels. It's going to be a slow trip to get to carbon neutral and alternative energy uses. But for the moment, I mean, energy will still be primarily crude.
That will be part of it. The other news was Tesla's numbers, 1.8 cars was produced and it was delivered, which is not a lot if you talk about cars.
No, and, you know, but they're also doing better than their competitors, right? So Rivian dropped substantially this morning after missing out on their fourth quarter deliveries. So it's kind of like the worst house or the best house in a bad neighborhood. That's kind of what Tesla's approach is right now from what the stock is doing. But, yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, Tesla, if you look at it, has actually traded sideways over the last 2 to 3 years. Yeah, you had a pretty good advance after a tumultuous 2022. But if you look back, it's been a sideways stock for the last couple of years.
Yeah. And locally, Moderna is making some good moves today. They are, I mean, again, Moderna used to be obviously the one of the biopharma for the COVID era. I went back to reality, but all the new mRNA vaccines and all that is making some moves the last couple of weeks and today. Today, I think, is one of the top performer stocks in NASDAQ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, absolutely. Obviously, they're trying to change their core lines of business and figure out, you know, what they're going to stand for and be known for in a post-COVID world. So smart by them to start making some changes and getting their brand recognized for something outside of COVID.
Yeah, it's going to be good. And regarding interest rates, you know, all the way from the average savings account to your mortgage rates, do you see this year a little bit of a drop or not yet?
That's the key question here as we get ready for 2024 is where do interest rates end up? Right now, you're seeing actually a push higher in rates, so bond prices are down, yields are up, kind of a reversal from what we've had in the market over the last couple months. The key question is whether or not you believe that the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates six times as the bond market is projecting for 2024. I think if you do cut six times, then there's something seriously wrong with this economy. Which could be the unemployment rate getting closer to 5%, could be GDP drastically slowing. It could be the legitimacy of a hard landing in terms of a recession. Our expectations are that you do get cuts this year, but not six. And the question there is then what is the market reaction for not getting what they're expecting? We think that they're going to be disappointed, that the Fed is going to actually have to move quite a bit in short order, because if you think about it, we've talked about their independence being a key feature for the Fed. They cannot be seen meddling with the election, which essentially tells you that you really have up until, you know, late summer, call it July, August, to get any rate cuts done. And if you're starting off in March, that's not a lot of meetings if you're going to get the six rate cuts. That means that essentially they're going to be live every single meeting starting in January. To potentially cut rates based off of what the data is telling you. Now, the data is telling you inflation has dropped substantially. The issue here is that getting from 3% to 2%, that last mile, which you talked about, is going to become incredibly difficult. And you're seeing it even right now with things starting to percolate in terms of prices increasing slightly again. So the expectation is you do get rate cuts. And you hope that inflation doesn't reaccelerate, because if it does, that means that they're probably going to be on pause during the summer. You have the election take place. And if you do get a reacceleration of inflation, then you're probably looking at rate hikes come end 2024, beginning of 2025.
One of the analysts said that 2024 is going to be 2% growth, 2% inflation, and 4% unemployment. That's the prediction. Speaking with a 2-4.
I'm not 100% in agreement, but that doesn't sound too far off. I think that what our expectation is, you're going to have really sluggish growth. You're coming out of a third quarter 2023 where you have 5% growth that, you know, no economist had on their radar. I think we give some of that back. We gave it back in the fourth quarter. I think you're going to give it back this year. And the U.S. economy probably grows somewhere around 1.5%, sub 2% growth, and inflation hanging around 3%, Fed funds rate probably 2% on the positive side at that point, and an unemployment rate probably closer to 4.5% and not 4%.
Okay. Those are solid predictions. And you think, if I heard you correct, you think NASDAQ is going to have a tough year, maybe negative, and S&P 500 positive?
I think actually both indices are down slightly as we get towards the end of 2024. I think that, you know, you have some volatility this year where you could see the markets drop substantially, but that you do get a recovery in the second half of the year. And, you know, you want to put a number on it, I would say that the indices, both NASDAQ, S&P, are down somewhere around 10% by year-to-date by the end of this year. So not massive pain, but also not expansion. We're kind of just muddling through, and that's the key component that we have to try to see if it comes to fruition. Right now, you're baking in a soft landing, and I think that it is achievable. The real question here is that can you grow earnings 10% given everything else that's taking place in the economy? I think it's an earnings bar miss that delivers muted returns for the market versus some kind of financial catastrophe. We don't expect a hard landing or something tumultuous to happen in the economy. We just think that the expectations for growth heading into 2024 are just a little bit too optimistic.
Okay.
Interesting.
It's going to be a tough year, maybe.
It's going to be, you know, there's just a lot going on. I feel like that's maybe been the theme for all of the 2020s is that, you know, we're living years and months. Everything is changing so rapidly, and you can look at it from COVID to inflation to now presidential election to, changing of allies and borders, land grabs. There's just a lot going on both geopolitically and economically. And I think that it's going to take a while to sort through that out, and that no one's really got a crystal ball on, you know, which direction we're headed right now. So I do think that you have to be prepared, protected, but also at the same time, we don't have to be as fearful for something like an SVB or a banking crisis or 2008 occurring again.
Okay. Thank you very much, Manny.
Manny, always a great job. Manny, best news of the week. We're in a new year.
Yeah, look, we're in a new year, and you know, you had a pretty good 2023.
Yeah.
The economy held in there. Like, you know, the expectation going into this year was that you were going to have this hard landing, these recessionary pressures, you know, and every single investment firm out there from a projection standpoint in terms of where they thought we would end up this year, you know, massively underperformed, meaning that they expected the market to be significantly lower than where they are today. So that's got to be your best news, is you kind of muddled through a really tumultuous 2023 and made it out to the other side. Let's hope that that positivity and that momentum will carry us through in 2024.
Well said. Well said. 12 Points Wealth Management every Tuesday at 11 o'clock with a weekly market update. What's going on now today? Again, every Tuesday right here with Manny Frangidakis. Make 2024 the year that you give Manny a call. Full-service firm providing individuals and families with comprehensive wealth management services. Manny Frangidakis, 617-212-8343, 617-212-8343. Gentlemen, Happy New Year. Looking forward to, protapola higia, health. Happiness, and let's keep that that opening bell ringing loudly and brightly. How's that?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well said, Teddy.
That's it. Thank you, Manny. Thank you, Stamati. Gentlemen, have a good afternoon. Yes, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right, we'll play a little bit more music. We're here till 12. Mike Giannetti takes over at noon with a great disco program today. You don't want to miss it. Θα μου το απαγορεύσω.